From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonia border fired the tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made, no injuries reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Idomeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday, recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors.
A key question that we addressed in the report is whether the turmoil that we have seen over the past months is now safely behind us. It's a one-off event, or is it a warning signal that more needs to be done? And I believe it's the latter.
He said the financial markets have recovered much of the ground lost earlier this year, but he calls that a warning that work needs to be done, not a sign that the danger has passed. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. The magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in the jungle about 220 kilometers from Mandalay. Exit polls in South Korea indicate opponents of President Park Geun-hye's Sinuri party are doing better than expected in Wednesday's legislative elections. The exit polls indicate voters may have denied the ruling party a clear majority in the National Assembly. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is accusing authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with what it called increasing vigor and viciousness. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke after the release of the 40th Annual Human Rights Report. He pointed to some successes.
We have seen important democratic gains in such countries as Tunisia, Nigeria, Sri Lanka, and Burma. Though in each, there are challenges that still need to be overcome, but we are working closely with each of those countries in efforts to help meet those challenges.
The State Department singled out numerous governments for criticism, including what it described as historically authoritarian regimes in North Korea, Cuba, China, Iran, Sudan, and Uzbekistan. The government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad held parliamentary elections Wednesday despite the civil war. The elections were dubbed a farce by political activists, rebel commanders, and Western governments. But they are seen as an indication that Mr. Assad has no intention of stepping down as demanded by his opponents. Meanwhile, UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says a ceasefire is holding in the country.
In spite of the several and serious incidents, the cessation of hostilities is still holding, particularly when we compare to what used to be in the past.
Stefan de Mistura. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is visiting Manila in the Philippines. Carter's arrival Wednesday follows the approval by the Philippine Supreme Court of a new agreement between the U.S. and the Philippines to allow U.S. rotational military forces on Filipino bases. The United Nations is calling for the immediate and unconditional release of one of its staff members kidnapped in eastern Ukraine. A UN statement says it is deeply concerned one of its staff members is being held captive in Donetsk. A new survey in the United States shows that nearly two-thirds of Americans agree with Democrats' demands that the Republican-led Senate ought to hold hearings and vote on President Barack Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. But the Associated Press GFK poll shows that only about one in five voters are closely following the dispute over the nomination. Appellate Court Judge Merrick Garland has been nominated to fill a vacancy on the nine-member court, but Republicans want to wait to let the next president make the nomination. A New Jersey judge has ruled that U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is an American citizen and, as a result, can participate in the New Jersey primary election, which will be held June 7th. In a 26-page decision, administrative law judge Jeff Massen wrote, "A child born of a citizen father, citizen mother, or both is, indeed, a natural-born citizen." In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.